This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, when you go to their website, if there's so many things that you can pick up there. You can pick up your chest rig, you can pick up your belt, any kind of holster you need, any kind of magazine carrier you need, and some of these things already come prefabricated, put together in the most ingenious way. This is what they are. That's why you need to go to tacticalholsters.com. I am beginning to think that the majority of Republican politicians out there are just real stupid. A template was laid for them by Trump. They don't quite get what happened. Because every politician, for the most part, that was running for the GOP nomination either spent a lot of money or had a lot of name recognition. Trump did neither. Trump had no backing from the major. He didn't have the GOP's backing. It was very begrudging there in the end when they figured out they might be able to run the table, but, you know, nobody really knew what was going to happen and everything. But at the end of the day, promising to perform meant something. Because most politicians, when you hear them get up there, I mean, I saw an interview the other day with one of the vice presidents for Planned Parenthood, with Tucker Carlson. I don't know her name. It was Megan something or something like that. And she just kept repeating the same thing over and over again, the same sentence. He asked her the same question seven times, and she gave the same answer, which was a non-answer. And I've seen Lindsey Graham do that so many times, I can't. It makes me sick. Makes me want to move to Georgia. Politicians today. Because here's the thing. Politicians like being politicians. So if politicians, listen, I know you're pretty stupid, but listen to me. It's a very simple thing. If you want to be a politician and remain a politician, that means you have to perform. That means if you get out there and say, "I'm going to do this," then actually get out there and do it. That means when somebody looks to you, you get out there and you call yourselves the elected leadership. Sometimes you actually have to lead. Enter Florida. Because with regard to open carry and campus carry, Governor Rick Scott, who is supposedly a Second Amendment aficionado, is deaf, dumb, and silent. Is that what a leader does on an important issue? Let's just keep quiet and see what happens. Let's just play 52 pickup. Let's let them play 52 pickup. I got elected to be the governor, the chief executive of the state. I have a position. And I can have an agenda if I want one, and I'm just not going to say anything. I mean, Florida led the United States with the concealed carry trend that began with permits and everything. It's only they only have more concealed carry permit holders than anybody else in the other 50 states. It's only a matter of life and death for the citizens of Florida to be able to defend themselves against the criminals and the crazies and the terrorists and the face-eating cannibals and everything else seems to be down there. But it's really no big deal, right? Now, if I were Florida's governor, I'd be on TV giving a press conference telling the legislature to get with it. Give me some non-watered down bill that states citizens have the right to carry openly anywhere they can legally carry concealed. I would say if they can buy it, they can carry it. I would say that it is not up to us that when seconds count, police are minutes away, and if we truly trust our citizens to be their own custodians, how do we look them in the eye without saying you can't defend yourself? And then I would also look at them and I'd say, oh, and by the way, bad things do happen in schools and in colleges. So anybody who goes through the criteria of becoming a licensed carrier here in the gunshine state should also be allowed to carry in a school and on a college campus because bad things happen there. Since I'm in a fantasy world right now, I'd go so much further than this. So I'd be out there, you know, every off-limits place where you can't carry a gun, that'd be marked off the list. Except for jails and prisons and really bad mental institutions that have metal detectors and armed guards. Unless they had a means of defense there in place to where I didn't have to be armed, you could go there armed. If I only were governor. And then I might demand that the whole license thing be done away with too, because the criminals don't apply for those things. So let's remove the burden of time and money for good citizens so they can naturally exercise the God-given right. I mean, we were all given some means of self-defense, my God. Except with some of these politicians, they would hold down a gazelle and saw his horns off so he could defend himself against the lion. But, you know, trying to be realistic, you know, what could really happen? I could call the Senate president, Joe Negron. Call him into the office and say, you know, this. I can say, hey, Joe, you know what happened last year with Diaz de la Portillo blocking open carry and campus carry and how then Senate President Andy Gardner didn't lift a finger to do anything about it, though he had the authority to get the bills on the Senate floor. Do you remember that? Well, don't be a Gardner and let Senator Anateria Flores be another bill killer like Portillo was. Pull the bills from committee and get them an honest vote in the full Senate. I did not realize that, you know, the rhino, the actual R-H-I-N-O that's out there in the plains, the rhino will get defensive if it has to, but not the R-I-N-O. They're a bunch of timid people. They don't want to take a stand on anything. Well, you know, we have to put it in committee. Translation, I'm not making that call. And I don't want to put my name to it. Vote for me. I know the rhinos would rather not take a public vote on pro-liberty self-defense bills. And I know there will be a lot less than, you know, they would really like to see happen. But, you know, there is an accountability thing that does come with all of that stuff, you know. That's the problem. If you're going to put yourself out there as an elected leader, then at some point you will have to lead. If you are not going to lead, resign the office, give up all the trappings, and go be a private citizen. You do not get to be a hybrid of private citizen where I don't want to get involved in anything and elected leader when it suits me. You're the elected governor of the state of Florida. Like every other elective governor here in the United States, you are the governor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for the entirety of your term, however long that is. You do not get to abdicate that unless you do it permanently. If you don't want to do it, get out. But don't come to me after you're being silent and say, I've decided to bring some leadership. Shut up. Leadership is something that should be, that should be a motivating factor for you. That's what, you know, you would think the ego part of it that got you to run in the first place would override all of your fear, but, you know. I just needed to get that off of my chest. I just wanted to go somewhere, you know, to fantasy land if I could. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
lube is something that you're going to take, and feel free to put it over every metal part of your weapon, because this is a treatment. This is not just lubrication. This is a treatment for the metal of your weapon. It will lubricate it, and that lubricative tendency, the phrase is escaping me. No matter, that viscosity is going to work in any extreme environment easily. Your weapon is going to be very combat ready, and it's going to be protected from the elements, and it's going to stay clean, and it's going to run. And that's what you want out of a weapon that you are taking out to get in a gunfight. But don't take my word for it. Check them out at froglube.com. Okay. Yesterday, because I'm about to do a little project. What's up, DK? I went out and I bought another Glock 26. I haven't had one in a little bit, and I got another Glock 26, and I'm getting ready to do a little project with Hive Technologies with it, and with the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield as well. I like those little guns, but those little guns are really a compromise. They're a compromise. These little weapons exist because of concealed carry and because most people are looking for. This is part of the market demand. People want to carry a gun and be comfortable. And that's why you have some. I mean, that's why Alien Gear is so popular with their holster. And that's why some of these other holsters are so popular, because they come close to being comfortable. However, for somebody like me, I fully understand that my lifestyle is supposed to give me comfort, but not necessarily be comfortable. So whenever I can, as much as I like these little guns, I will try to carry a full-size pistol. This is not the easiest thing to do. But there are some people that insist on carrying a full-size pistol. And what makes a good full-size pistol a good concealed carry gun? A lot of it will have to do with where you live and what you wear. You can conceal a lot of gun under a coat with the right holster, so pretty much anything to, say, maybe a Desert Eagle or the largest revolver can be concealed. But there are some full-size guns that are easier to conceal in a high-riding outside the waistband holster, or even inside the waistband holster, than others. It is obviously better if the length is on the shorter side. So barrel lengths of 4.5 inches or less with an overall length of 7.5 inches or less would be preferred. But once again, depending on who's carrying it, that might not be uberly necessary. Is uberly a word? I don't know. Width is another thing. A double stack, a fat double stack handgun tends to print much more when there's fewer layers of clothing that are covering it. But a 1.5-inch wide SIG may conceal easier under a sport coat, but under a polo, it may be blatantly obvious. So as a result, something of a bit on the slimmer side is a good idea. 1.3 inches or less would probably be the best. Single stacks, okay, which is where guns like the Shield come up. However, we'll get to that in a minute. Weight is negotiable. This is why a belt is really important. Weight can be negotiable, but it can be countered with a good holster and a really good belt. Less than 4 pounds would be a good idea. Closer to 2 pounds would be best. But when it comes to a full-size gun, finding one that's easy to carry daily compared to the absolute bushel of small guns that are out there today might seem difficult. But it's not as if an easier to conceal full-size gun is impossible. So let's look at some guns, some full-size guns that I think may be pretty easy to conceal. Now, I've never carried one of these, but I look at the geometry of it, and it seems like the Smith & Wesson SD9 may be a pretty easy to conceal full-size gun. And it's a very inexpensive one. It's nowhere near the price point, and it's based upon, I can't remember what the gun was called, but I remember this geometry from time back in the 90s. They were called the Sigma. That's what it was. Then there's the Springfield Armory XDM. It's a shorter but full-size pistol. It's got a full-size handle, but a shorter barrel. Then there would be any sort of 1911 Commander would be preferable, although I carry a full-sized one when I carry one. The Ruger is a very good gun. I tend to like the 1911s that have the extractors on the inside. I like the old design better than I do the new design. Of course, the Glock 17. The Glock 17, what makes that easy to carry is it's rounded. It's not. It doesn't have a bunch of snag points. The Sig Sauer P225. That one is a little more difficult because it has edges, but it is smaller. It's a little lighter weight. If you're looking at revolvers, the 686 4-inch Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum is not that hard to hide. Any standard 1911 is going to be pretty easy to hide because of its width. But if you're looking at a full-size gun, once again, you're going to have to compromise. A lot of people think they're going to wear the same clothes they own. You got to buy more clothes. You got to try the right holster. You got to get the right belt. You got to figure out the right combination, and then you got to do it. And you got to do it till it's either all broken in, or if you buy the right stuff that doesn't need breaking in, you just simply do it. So, you have it. There you have it. You can carry the, and I know lots of people carry full-size pistols. I've been carrying, since I've had them, I've alternated between the P320 full-size. I carry the Glock 17 from Agency with the RMR on it. I carry the Nighthawk Custom. I like carrying a full-size gun, but the easiest full-size gun for me to carry is the Nighthawk Custom because it's single stack. It is a little less narrow, it is a little less wide. And those little minor measurements make all the difference in the world when you're concealing it. It's easier for me to go inside the waistband with a 1911 than it is with the Glock or with the Sig. So, concealed must mean concealed. When we get back, we're going to talk about the hypocrites who are now looking forward to shutting down the government. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tactical holsters is, this is a holster that if you go out the door with this and you get it going to a fight, well, it's going to take care of you. It's going to maintain control of that weapon, positive retention until you need to draw it. And then when you draw it, it's going to let it go exactly when you need for it to be free. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The fake stream legacy media is never going to blame the Democrats for anything like a government shutdown. Never, ever, ever, ever. Primarily because the Democrats love them some entitlements. So they're always happy to keep the spending going, keep that faucet running. But there's some talk of maybe that happening, and I think Trump should call their bluff. Now, was it just shy of 4 years ago that the fake stream media and their Democratic allies rose up as one to denounce the Republicans for shutting down the government? When the House Republicans, in an uncharacteristic show of intestinal fortitude, actually stood up and said no to something. To passing legislation funding the government for the fall of 2013, the left was furious at the idea that a political party would be willing to risk the delivery of government services, read that to mean government money, and lay off civil servants just to make a point about an issue they regarded as vital to the nation's future. Never mind that they do that on a constant basis. From Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama on down, the Democrats denounced the GOP strategy as brinksmanship, which I had to look up that word just to figure out what the hell they were talking about. They admonished congressional Republicans for failing to do their job. In fact, they were doing exactly what they were elected to do. They were elected after Obama had plurality in the Senate and in the House for the first 2 years. They were elected to stop him. So they stopped him. In one of those moments when they actually listened to the constituents, they stopped him. So in that case, in this particular case, doing their job, according to the world of the Democrats, that meant don't represent the views of the constituents who voted for them in the first place and put them in office to oppose Obamacare, but wave the white flag and meekly pass the measures that would allow the state Leviathan to continue to function unmolested. And in the end, that's just what happened in 2013, as it has happened most other times the Republicans threaten shutdowns, while the left sagely shook their heads and clicked their tongues at the ideologues who were supposedly steered the GOP towards disaster. And that was then. And this is now. Now, the Republicans have charge of everything. And it is the Democrats who are threatening to shut down if their sacred cows are not spared. So rather than keep the machine going, Senate Minority Leader Schumer made it clear this past Tuesday that he was prepared to go full Ted Cruz if the bill that funds the government includes money for President Trump's border wall, or if it defunds Planned Parenthood. Now, if you thought the same leftist organs that denounced conservative groups for backing a shutdown when Obama was in the White House would line up to scold Schumer and Pelosi now that the shoe is on the other foot, you would be badly, 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 badly mistaken. Their threats have been met either with silence or approval in the fake stream, which suddenly loves the same tactic that the Obama White House actually compared to terrorism. We don't need to waste any time on Schumer's stupid attempt to claim there's a difference between what he's planning to do and the Republican effort in the fall of 2013. He claims that all he wants to do is pass a clean budget bill by the end of the April 28th deadline and blames the GOP for larding the bill with provisions about the wall and Planned Parenthood. His argument is a fallacy. All budgets are a laundry list of items. There's no such thing as one in which there aren't some items added or omitted that could provoke controversy. And yet, despite his shameless hypocrisy, there is an element of truth. The onus for government shutdown falls on the governing party, which is them, he said. But by the same logic, Obama, not Cruz, nor Boehner, nor the Freedom Caucus members, who bullied their leaders into a shutdown, bore the blame for what happened in 2013. Did we go back and correct that record? Now, so this coverage of that shutdown crisis always depicted the Republicans as the bogeyman, as the extremists holding the government hostage. Obama and the Democrats were no less extreme in their insistence on getting their way on Obamacare. Because like they said, elections do have consequences. When I sit back and I think right now about some of the people that don't like Obamacare, which I'm one of them, I voted against everything that brought us Obamacare. But a lot of people voted for it, and then they got it, and then they didn't like it. And I wonder about that. When they get out there and say elections have consequences, do some of you really understand what that means? That means when the election happens, what's coming is coming. Enjoy the ride. Either be diligent and make sure it doesn't come, or just get ready to enjoy the ride, because it is definitely going to come. So, if Schumer now insists the party of the government is one that's supposed to compromise in order to keep the government funded, then it was Obama that should have blinked in 2013 and again in 2015 when another shutdown was averted. Obama never wavered because he knew the leftist media would always depict his opponents as unreasonable. Schumer is just as confident that the Democrats are going to get the same support now, except even on CNN, in some cases, some of the commentators are out there saying all they're doing is complaining. They have no ideas. Well, yeah, that's part of the whole problem with them. Their idea is to be in charge. Look, right now in California, okay, in California, they're concerned about the air, which moves. The air moves. Air that's over California right now came from New York just a little while ago. It was there, and now it's over California. And yet they have all of these things in place to keep the air clean, even though the clean air that they're keeping is going to move off. And it's going to go to China where it's going to get polluted. So they're doing that, which basically means it doesn't amount to anything. While at the same time, the Oroville Dam and all of the reservoirs they didn't build, they've just been through a drought. And they just had 20 years of water that would have averted a drought with all these rain showers they've had. They could have caught that and held on to it if they just, and they had the plan in place to do it, and they decided to build a high-speed rail, which they can't build, which nobody really wants. Mass transit doesn't mean just one of something cool. Mass transit means mass. And if you've only got one, well, that's why? Why? So they can't build the mass transit train, but all of their money and resources are going into it. And the means to stop all of these droughts was at hand, and they didn't do anything about that. They have been diverting funds. So what they do is, you know, instead of actually doing something with any meaning, they divert and do all of these feel-good, virtual, moralistic things. Talk about it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is lubrication that makes your weapon more lethal. It's that simple. Check them out, froglube.com. Since Trump's election, there's a school of thought that secession is the way to go, which is fine. California is one that keeps talking about seceding. My first thing that I would say is the 9 million gun owners of California, you guys need to get in one spot where you like it and take that with you and just keep that part of California. I don't know what they'll do. The rest of California, I guess they'll sit around and talk about how barbaric you are and everything. Because I know you don't want to leave California. Maybe you could found new California or real California or American California. I don't know. See, it has been noted duly that the divisions, the political divisions in this country are very intense. And they appear to be non-redeemable. The left and the conservatives, we have irreconcilable visions of law, government, and society. This is two fundamentally different and perhaps diametrically opposed countries now. And maybe everybody would be happier with a national divorce. Now, let's think about that. What would happen in that not-too-distant future in which the mass civil disobedience and armed resistance to a gun confiscation law that might have been enacted by President Hillary Clinton precipitates the disintegration of the Union? Life in the 38, mostly red United States, remains relatively pleasant, with widespread gun ownership, thriving agricultural production, and shared traditional values. The blue state People's Republic of North America has bigger problems. There simply isn't enough money for every priority. The black market thrives, and an increasingly authoritarian police force struggles to keep force among a disappointed, angry, heavily urbanized populace. That scenario was a possible reality prior to the election. But since the election day, it's the left who are envisioning secession. California is advocating CalExit and has deployed 8,000 volunteers across 40 statewide chapters aiming to collect the 585,000 signatures required to put secession on the ballot in a March 2019 special election. This coming spring, Black Mask Studios will release Kal-El, a comic book series about a fascist president who declares martial law and attempts to expel all immigrants from the country, prompting an armed resistance movement to spring up. That sounds just like one of the escape movies. Escape from L.A., Escape from New York. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Kal-El in just a minute. Talk of state independence has cropped up in Vermont and Oregon and Washington. And the new republic, Kevin Baker, declares it's time for blue states and cities to effectively abandon the American national enterprise as it is currently constituted. Call it the new federalism or virtual secession, which, how can those two be the same thing? Or the conscious uncoupling. Or maybe blue exit, that's good. But the left's new appreciation for federalism, as noted by the New York Times and the Boston Globe, is particularly ironic. Baker boasts that under his vision of a new federalism, Blue America will turn into a world-class incubator for progressive programs and policies, a laboratory for a guaranteed income and a high-speed public rail system and free public universities. They'll get their own house in order while yours falls into disrepair and ruin. That's what we refer to as a hallucination. He's hallucinating out loud. Deep down, a lot of Democrats think that conservative policies are just so self-evidently wrong-headed and unjust and dangerous that conservative-leaning states shouldn't be allowed to pursue them. Now, most conservatives, of course, love the idea of empowering state and local governments to be the so-called laboratories of democracy. Federalism, as the term is commonly understood, allows conservative policies to be enacted more quickly and leftist policies to be contained more effectively. But the problem is that federalism can't be conditioned on which party controls Washington, because it then turns into a heads-I-win, tails-you-lose scenario from one side. And the Democrats had little interest in federalism during the Obama years. Obama's Justice Department sued states over their voter ID laws and redistricting plans and school voucher programs and enforcement of immigration law. Very reasonable to suspect that the new pro-federalism voices on the left will change their tune when the Democrats return to the White House. And there is a larger problem, though. Deep down, many Democrats believe conservative policies are so self-evidently wrong-headed and unjust that it would make federalism impossible. And that's a shame. If it was applied consistently, a federalist approach to controversial issues could soothe the political and cultural tensions that are out there. The fantasy of a national separation may be comforting to those who find their party out of power. But like a lot of fantasies, it's not very much fun in practice. California, let's say California takes off. First of all of that military stuff belongs to the United States of America. That comes with us. All of the military troops come with us. Of course, we would make a deal with anybody that wanted to go back to the blue state of California, if that's what they wanted to call it, or whatever they would call it. All of the people that live in California that are currently receiving Social Security, if they wanted to stay, California would be responsible for paying that Social Security and any other federal programs that they decided to take on. In addition to these other things, they would also have to make all kinds of deals with all kinds of states for things like water and power, because they're so busy picking and choosing what can and can't function in the state that it's okay. You know, it's okay to have gasoline in Nevada, but you can't have it in California, but we got to buy gasoline from Nevada to keep California going. So they're doing all of this nonsense, and if they were to completely isolate themselves, like, say, North Korea, they're just going to come to a grinding halt. So all of their liabilities they would keep. If they fail, there would be no federal government to bail them out. So getting out there and wanting a divorce is a lot different than getting a divorce in this particular case. And it would be that way with any of these states. Getting out there . The only way to solve this issue is with true federalism. This would give everybody a little bit of space. But while I, on the one side, am willing for Democrats to exist and everything, but Problem is, they're not willing for me to exist. So therefore, that puts us in a state of war, in my book. And in a state of war, well, I intend to win. I'm not interested in conditional surrenders or armistices or anything like that. I just want to win the war. And that part is that's a bitter pill to swallow, because I still believe in the United States. It's just these guys don't. They're the ones drawing the lines in the sand. They're the ones saying there's no such thing as free speech. There's no such thing as privacy. Okay. All right. And I know who set all of that in motion. And just mind this as we're going. Right now, the Democrats are the bogeyman because they are the most extreme. But there's something to be said for those these Republicans that will go with the status quo in the name of whatever. You know, I don't know what they call this. Graham and McCain and some of these other cats that are out there. I don't know what they call their brand of politics. It is not constituent-based. Because I can assure you, Lindsey Graham's constituents want a lot different stuff than he's doing. Our other senator, junior, Senator Tim Scott, he's doing what we want. But he's not the senior senator, you know. And Graham and his delusions of grandeur. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.